All right. At this time, we will move to the public comment. And those who are providing public comment, if you'd please get ready. I just want to, on behalf of the Judicial Council, welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we have one more report?
No, actually, I just wanted to say something. I just wanted to clarify Judge Jacobson's comments about San Francisco's assistance to Napa. They actually provided us with two benches as well as a courtroom amplification system that they sent their staff out personally at their cost to install and fine-tune for us, spent a whole day doing so. And I'd just like to publicly thank them for all of their support.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
That certainly demonstrates the humble personality of Judge Lee. She wasn't bragging on herself.
All right, we'll begin public comment at this time. And again, the Judicial Council wants to welcome all of you here, and we appreciate the time and effort that you have made to present comments to us today. I want to remind you of the rule that deals with public comment, Rule 10.6, and please remember that your presentation must be in an orderly manner, that we are not an adjudicatory body, so we ask that you not talk about specific cases or facts of specific cases or make personal attacks on individuals or judges. And we also ask that your comments be limited to general administration of justice. All of you have been provided with the times that you are allotted based on what staff has indicated to you as you checked in. So we'll begin with, and I apologize if I misstate this name, but Telahun Yerma, and if you could state your name so I can get the pronunciation correct. And you have 3 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My name is Yilma. I'm a distinguished professor at University of California, Davis Medical School and Veterinary School, also the first and only National Academy member of science, the highest honor an academician can achieve in this country. I made the greatest blunder of my life in December 26, 2006, when I took the advice of my dear friend, Professor Marty West, and reported to the DA's office that my son was going to be abducted and sent to a convicted thief, a pedophile, on Megan's list. As a result of appearing in Yellow Family Court, I lost my laboratory and 22 families have lost their jobs. Initially, I was asked to pay $100,000 extortion money and to sign off my home. When I refused, I was asked, "What seems to be your problem? After all, you can afford to pay it." What is my definition of Yellow Family Court? A highly organized criminal cottage industry whose members include judges, lawyers, mediators, and psychologists for the sole purpose of using children as a hostage in order to fleece parents to their last pennies. The role, I feel sad. And when I hear our Chief Justice talk about the budget problem, why should something that takes 30 to 1 hour take 8 years and go on forever? So I'd like to make my comment short. So I respectfully request for the following to be considered. One, expand public hearing forum, not just for 30 minutes. We really need to have a discussion on family courts. And second, establish a citizens board with few lawyers in them that has the authority to remove immunity when there is crime committed in family courts, can also involve organizations such as the FBI.
1 minute.
And children, I also request that children be allowed to speak to judges and to testify 7 years old and up, because there are many children who are suffering. And finally, I also request, as a member of the Committee for Human Rights of the National Academies, as the chair of the Board of International Science for the United States, I am going to dedicate the rest of my life to bringing the plights of children to the nation and to the international community. I will not rest, as a parent and as a veterinarian, to make sure that the children's right come up to the same rights dogs enjoy in the state of California through the animal rights law. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Helen Lynn. And if Sherry Safapu, if you could come forward, please, too.
This is a typical California divorce case, Santa Barbara County. Mother told forensic psychologist, custody evaluator Gary Rick her concerns that father had mental issues and was abusive to their sons. A representation of abuse in California's divorce courts is labeled parental alienation. So father, Nicholas Holzer, was awarded custody and killed his sons, the grandparents, and the family dog. Note, mother was right. Los Angeles County. Authorities said father, Mr. Edwards, picked up his son, Eric, and four-year-old daughter, Alona, in the midst of a divorce custody dispute and killed them. In response to Eric and Alona being killed, Child Protective Service Director Philip Browning commented, quote, in custody disputes, for sure, there are referrals from parents found not valid. It is a way to gain custody of children. I run across these cases all the time, he stated. I am here to tell you on the council that high conflict, parental alienation, and bitter custody disputes are abuse cases. Solutions would be to dismantle California divorce courts. Number two, mandate protecting children, take top precedent, trumping parents' rights and judges' discretion to ensure child safety. And three, rid divorce courts of custody evaluators and minors' attorneys in dependency courts. Four, criminally charge custody evaluators like Gary Rick in custody cases where they recommend custody to abusive fathers that are killing their children. Criminally charge those custody evaluators. And five, in Los Angeles County, there was an investigation on Child Protective Service regarding the 570 child fatalities in 18 months. And they found their number one problem is DCFS employees do not care about children. This is true of the California judges. They do not care about children.
Thank you. Sherry
Good morning.
Safapu, and if we could have Catherine Lester, please come forward, and you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
They said that don't disobey the law, and you won't have to worry about the guard or police. My name is Dr. Sherry Safapu. I am here today to speak up about the abuses and obstruction of justice to me, to my son, to my family, to my friend, to my colleague, an innocent, brave Twin City Police Department Marine, a citizen and San Francisco citizen by incompetent and dangerous Marine San Francisco Family Court and good old boys DAs. DAs has to go. He has to change. I am speaking up today to tell them success is not about how many people you impress or family after family you robbed, destroy, kill. Success is about how many people's lives you impress and how much real justice you deliver. I do not trust you anymore because of the discovery of $30 million missing. I do not trust any of you because not even one of you stood up and said, let's see what those robbed and heartbroken parents talking about. Not even one of you stepped up and investigate and stop the court crime up in us. the innocent mother, children, and father going through the court system. None of you. I propose a solution. Start with the closest law school assigned to two intern or three interns.
1 minute.
Oh, I cannot do that. Okay, let me just say what my son said. Okay, let me think. I cannot think right now. Okay, I told my son to come here to speak up. He said to me, "You are telling me one fox that another fox raided the hen house? What are you talking about, Mommy? What are you thinking?" I told him, "I agree with you, but they are researching, still researching there. Would you like to send them a message? You never know. Maybe someone will hear you." He wrote on the napkin to me. He said, "I am Sam. I am a child who put up with all of your abuses. I have no voice, no say or voice. I have no vote. You, no say or voice, yet I think I matter. Will you tell them that child abuse destroy our future? Now would you listen to me? I have more scar than friends, you know? Family Court, Marine Family Court, San Francisco Family Court.
Time.
These are real. There are good judges there, good counsel. But some of those sick inside terrorists, attorneys, judges,
thank
commissioner,
you.
Mediator.
Thank you. Please.
They didn't even research it. They didn't even open the envelope. They are incompetent.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Gobad Sajahi, and if we could have Jacqueline Gorton. And Gobad, you have 2 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Gorton. I'm a nurse attorney. I'm coming here as an individual. And as you just heard, I don't know if you picked up, but what Sherry was talking about is that the family law courts are continually giving custody to the abusive parent and letting that child live in an abusive environment. There is no oversight. There is no checks and balances on the court system, especially the family court system. Okay, I have seen family law courts taking over jurisdiction of cases that they did not, that was not before them, even despite the protest by the litigant that they were represented by an attorney. The judges are forceful, they intimidate, they would question the litigant about evidence that was not before them, that was with another case in another jurisdiction. They also have done, in secret, in violation of California code and ethical canons.
1 minute.
To have secret ex parte meetings where agreements are made with one litigant versus the other litigant. No notice being given to the other litigant. This has gone on repeatedly. Complaints have been made to the Commission on Judicial Performance over and over again. I have filed a complaint myself, and we get back, "Oh, we don't see any merit in investigating this." And even when the Commission on Judicial Performance does reprimand a judge, that is ignored. It is ignored. There has got to be legislation. There has got to be laws that implement a judicial performance evaluation system whereby people that come before these judges can give them report cards, can evaluate them, which is then published to the public, to the voters. This system of judicial performance evaluations exists in nearly half the states. It's about time California got up to speed. California is a forerunner in so many avenues of our society.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we could have you hold your applause. Thank you. Next, we'll hear, I skipped over, I'm sorry, Catherine Lester, 3 minutes, and then if we could have Jacqueline Gorton, if you could come up. So, I'm sorry.
Do I start now?
Catherine Lester.
Hi, thank you. I'm Catherine Lester. I'm from Monterey County, California. Thank you for all being here and listening to us. I did work for the federal government for 12 years with the Social Security Administration, and I took an oath to protect the American people and their privacy and help them through their disability claims and I did my service. I'm now federally retired, disabled with post-traumatic stress syndrome because they took my grandson on hearsay allegations, denied me placement. I'm asking, or I'm respectfully demanding, a public hearing. There is no way that you guys can even begin to learn the tyranny and corruption that we families are dealing with within the CPS agency. One huge thing I beg you to look at is the foster system. Why is it so out of control? Why are there no foster homes for these kids? I'm going to tell you, I witnessed it. The first thing that should happen is family placement, relative placement. In their guidelines, it states what their policy is, and that is a life scan, a background check on the family member, a home check. They did none of that to me. They simply said I wasn't level-headed, and that was their grounds for denying me placement of my grandson. The judge did not question that hearsay allegation. I could not even get into the courtroom. I tried to save this boy before he was even born. My daughter is a heroin addict, an adult heroin addict. I didn't raise her that way. I raised her in church. She chose a different life. I was a single mom working two jobs. So now I lost my grandson. April of last year was my last visit. I fought and appealed pro per because I couldn't get an attorney to help me. They said grandparents had no rights in juvenile CPS cases because it's a secret court. Secondly, I ask that you revisit the Title IV funding because that's the problem. They get more funding to put that child in foster care than to give it to a relative. More children are dying in foster care than they are being placed with a relative. The statistics show it. Please give us a public hearing so we can present all those statistics to you. This is a huge problem. There is no reason why a government employee, me being a federal one, state government employee, has the right or the power to just make up anything they want to deny me placement or any other parent or grandparent placement. I beg you guys to look at that. And I also am asking for legislation to bring the Marchman Act into California. It's in Florida right now. Had I had that act in California, I could have had my daughter put in jail or put into a court-ordered rehab to protect her and the child until he was born and then make a decision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please, please. Next we'll hear from Jacqueline Gorton. And if Edwin Snell, if you could come forward, you'll be next. And Jacqueline, you have 1 minute. Is Jacqueline here? Oh, she already spoke. I'm sorry. Next is Edwin Snell. 1 minute.
1 minute. Wow. Woo. Where's First Amendment come in? I tried to bring in my clown costume. They wouldn't let me have that. Said I couldn't have cameras in here. Do you people know anything about the First Amendment? You know, I was 2014 court statistics. The Supreme Court issued 94 written decisions out of 7,800. In comparison, the 6th Appellate District, 7 justices, issued 548. It's a big gap there. The judiciary is definitely in disrepute on many issues, and too many to talk about in a minute. I drove 400 miles to speak for a minute. Medicating foster children is probably my favorite. But I think what we need here is love, kindness, care, tenderness, and some humanity. And the lack thereof for foster children is pretty obvious.
10 seconds.
Wow. I just want to sit and look here. I'll spend my last 10. How about a prayer? Dear Father God, please bring the evilness out from this body and restore justice for the children. You can't medicate a 2-year-old foster child. Every doctor will say that's a moronic move.
Time's
you might
up.
As well take
Thank
an
you.
18-wheeler and run their heads over, because what you're doing to these children is insane. It's immoral.
Thank you.
It's humanitarian.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Melinda Dier, if I said that, and Demetria Dier next. One minute.
The Los Angeles Superior Court officially took my son away from me. I've had no contact with my son in the last 3 months. I showed text messages where I was called a bitch, dumb, stupid, a whore, a gold digger, almost every day when I was with my son's father. The court used that against me to take my son. I know that you guys sit here. You don't really listen to us. You go home, go to your kids, and you sleep at night peacefully. I used to want to be an attorney. More than anything, I looked up to you. I wanted to be you. And now, I just want to be a minister. And all I can say to all of you, James 4:17, you guys know good from evil. You know wrong from right. This is your sin. If you do not change something, it has to change. And I say that to everyone here. Don't cry. Just pray about it. That's the only thing that's going to fix this, because this is not doing anything. God
Thank
bless you.
You
all.
Thank you. Demetra Deere, and then Brandon Deere, if you'd be next. 1 minute.
Good morning. These are pictures of my grandson. The judge said that this is a bruised cheek. It's not a black eye. And turned around and took my daughter's custody away because he said that she over-exaggerated. That's a black eye. I'm a medical professional. I'm a nurse. That's a black eye. This is reportable. This is what's going on. He's also had other moments of abuse. He's come with abuse on his foot where he said his dad spanked his foot. The child is 3. Who spanks a 3-year-old's foot? He also stated that his dad beats him up, hits him very hard, and is very mean. Once again, the courts feel, because he's a pro ball player and he gets privilege in the courtroom, dad gets the child. Has nothing to do with mom. Dad gets him. The judge also screamed at my daughter so loud that we heard it out in the halls. He would not let her put forth the paperwork to show what the dad said was true. So I'm going to say what the dad always tells us. He's going to get his judges on it.
Time. Thank you.
God bless you. I don't know if I have anything else to say. Let me see.
Next, we'll hear from Brandon Deere. 1 minute.
If you sit there complacent, then why are you here? I need to say that.
Next, we'll hear from Brandon Deere. And next, after that, is Lanny Katowski. 1 minute.
Okay, in the Los Angeles Superior Court, in a matter in which I'm not a party to, there was an order issued against me on which I received no paperwork on, no notice, and when brought to my attention, I tried to rectify the issue, and I was denied being heard because, once again, I'm not a party to the case. I then tried to appeal the action, and once again, I'm not a party to the case. So now I have a permanent restraining order against me in which I cannot defend myself, and when my declaration and witness declarations proved that this order should not be in place, it was suppressed and not even looked at. So it was based solely upon what someone said in a matter in which I'm not a party to, so I can't defend myself. This has ruined my business and effectively tearing my family apart. If you're going to sit here and hold this and waste our time, that's fine. But let us know that before we come down here. But if you're going to do something, you plan on doing something about the mockery and upholding the California Rules of Court, having some honor and integrity for your jobs, in which you do. Eliminate these judges and their tyrannous reign that are actively violating the California Rules of Court.
Thank you. Time's up. Next, we'll hear from Lanny Kautoski. I apologize if I said that incorrect. And if Stacy Hart could get ready, you're next. 1 minute. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry. I thought I was told 3 minutes. But, however, I belong to Victim Witness Program, and I also belong to Save at Home, which I'm sure all of you are aware of, is a program to protect people against their abusers. And I am a victim of Jack Halpin in Shasta County, who took my daughter on May 18, 2007, under draconian measures to learn to love her father more. Her father is my domestic violence abuser. He's the reason why I belong to these. So do my daughter. But they convinced the court that my daughter didn't get to belong to Safe at Home, and they gave my daughter custody to my ex-husband. I've seen her 33 and a half hours since May 18th of 2007. I continue to fight through CPPA, through Dr. Phil program, through the Senate hearings, et cetera. Nobody's listening to what is happening to our children. Then I get arrested when my daughter turns 14, where the court is supposed to listen to her. I get arrested falsely.
10 seconds.
I get released by the judge. I get arrested another year later in Shasta County, all backdated on the J-Lands, all backdated, and I have proof that the times and dates are not correct from the Shasta County court. So if you're going to use that date to prosecute somebody and hold them to that, that is completely injustice, and none of this was recorded on my register of actions.
Thank you.
Nothing.
Thank you.
You need to be very, very adamant and assured that everybody follows the law.
Thank you. Stacy Hart, and then Fatima Kabushi.
Hi, thank you. I'm from Placer County, California, and I'm here to support getting a public hearing that Kathleen Russell has requested several times. There's so much to say about the broken family court and the lack of due process and justice. And one of the major things, again, is the lack of court reporters or being able to record in court, because it's even if you have 20 witnesses against one judge, it doesn't matter. Again, we please deserve a public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Fatima, and then Connie Valentine next. 1 minute.
Hi, good morning. My name is Fatima Katumbasi from Sacramento County. And I want to comment on the current audit. Average employee salaries of $82,000 and eight office directors who earn more than governor's annual salaries of $177,000 plus, savings of $7.2 million annually if about 70 contractors and temporary employees were replaced with the state employees and a fleet of 66 vehicles that had not been justified as necessary. My question is, why can some of that $7.2 million be spent on oversight and accountability at the California Judicial Performance, state and county courts, and extensive investigation on the CPS courts that is financed through our county court system, and the misclassifications of children in foster care that are receiving Title IV e-funding? That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Connie Valentine and then Nick's Bob Sanders. 1 minute.
Hello. Thank you, Madam Chair and Justice, Judicial Council members. My name is Connie Valentine, co-founder of California Protective Parents Association. As many of you know, we've done a survey project on the issues in family court. It was responded to by 400 women and two men. 90% stated they were domestic violence victims. 80% began with full custody of their children. They went to family court to ask for protection. Instead of protection, the court placed the children with the identified abusers. Only 25% ended up with custody. That's about a 70% drop in custody. 27 declared bankruptcy. They could not appeal due to a lack of court transcripts. Two-thirds of the children continued to report abuse, even in the custody of their abusers. Now, California has excellent laws and excellent rules on domestic violence. There's no lack of laws and rules. But children are still being injured and killed.
10 seconds.
A mediator was fired trying to follow the laws and rules. We believe there's one very simple solution that's also cost-effective, is to have a statewide form to fill out all the rules and the laws that people are supposed to follow. We would be happy to help with this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Bob Sanders, and if Randall Padilla could come forward next. 1 minute.
Nelson Mandela said there can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children. And in accordance with that, this state, this country, has failed our children miserably. We've destroyed families, and I believe that when you destroy a family, there's nothing you can't do to them. And this country has proven once and once again that that is so. Our courts are nothing but, family courts are nothing but a kidnapping and trafficking of our children for profit cartel. As I said, we destroy families, we destroy children, we see the results in our society all the time. We have to bear the cost of the damages of children lacking education, children, unwed teenage pregnancy, children growing up and watching their fathers in prison. They themselves go to prison, and therefore, and a lot of that lays at the feet of the judges and what they do. I call for a citizen oversight review committee.
10 seconds.
An end to all judicial immunity. Equal shared parenting for fit and loving and caring parents, unless it could be proved otherwise. Judicial accountability and court reform. Thank you.
Thank you. Randall Padilla and then Angelique Barboa. Randall Padilla. Randall Padilla. All right. Angelique Barboa. I'm sorry, is that are you Bob Saunders?
No, I'm Angelique Barboa.
Okay.
I'll take that extra minute.
Well, no, he's here. He's here. So 1 minute. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You can go ahead, Angelique.
All right. I'm Angelique Barboa. I was here before. I stated I'm in the United States Navy. This year, 9/11 will be 12 years for me. I'm asking you to hear very clearly within the minute I'm having that one of the judicial members once stated, and I saw it online, says, and he's quoting, "If it's not broken, don't fix it." We do have a broken system somewhere, and it needs to be adjusted. Here today, I am asking, as well as every educated person here, that we are not dumb at all. We are actually reaching out for your attention, real attention, not just to turn the page, not to look at your cell phones or play on the computers or anything like that. Make it worthy. The second thing is, as a member of the United States Navy, we have to be evaluated every time on our performance and everything. And it is true. The member said we need to have judges, evaluators, mediators be performed all the time. Not just go to the courthouse, shake hands, let's have lunch, and that's it. Really hear these out. Okay? The last time I got to see my child, and he said, "Mommy, I want to come home," I haven't seen him in 3 years. When Obama says make change, I'm asking for change here. And like Smokey the Bear says, you know, let's put out forest fires. Let's do it here. That's why we come in front of you.
There is
a violence,
time.
And it's happening everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Randall Padilla. And then if we could have Ashaya Obdia next. So Randall Padilla, it's...
No.
1 minute.
My name is Ghobad Sadeghi, Ghobad. It is hard to spell or name it. My name is Ghobad. They call me Ghobad. And I would like to ask, instead of saying go bad, say go good. I'm here to talk about the framed forms and importance of self-judgment. And I believe here is, I'm honored to be here, but allow me to go to some subcommittee and explain my idea. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we'll hear from Ashaya Obdia. 1 minute.
My name is Reverend Odeye. I'm executive director for the Justice Reform Coalition. For the past 10 years, we've been talking to you people and with this court system about the injustice and the crime that's going on. Right now, you are helping and abating crime. You are allowing crime
please.
To cause wrong.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Do I get an extra 10 minutes? You know, all these people come here, and they're talking about the family court, too. But it's not just the family court. It's the entire court system. It is every single aspect of the court system is corrupt from top to bottom. You are where it starts, and unless you are going to do something about it, it's going to be on the people to do something about it. And as someone says, when you take away the people's rights to peaceably address and get results, the only thing left is for them to take it into their own hands, and that's what you're pushing.
Time. Thank you. Thank you. Chief, that concludes public comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Miller. We're going to stand in recess for 15 minutes. It's 10:11. We'll return at 10:26.